patio furniture sale is for a limited time only. Bottom line, save big. There are those two words again. At Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Get better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hey, Cardinals fans. Later this month, the Cardinals take on the Arizona Diamondbacks the weekend of May 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it's loaded with great promotions. Friday, May 20th, it's the Yadier Molina Garden Gnome. Saturday, May 21st, the Adult Cardinals Pullover. Sunday, May 22nd, is Six Flags Day, Family Attractions Card Giveaway, and the Kids Performance T-Shirt, presented by the Pasta House. May 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Here's the line drive, base hit into left field, and off to second base is Garcia. He has done it again.
Fans, this is Greg Garcia, and it's a thrill to be a part of Cardinal Nation. On Saturday, May 21st, we play the Diamondbacks. That day, 30,000 fans ages 16 and older entering with a ticket will take home an adult Cardinals pullover. This pullover is a one-of-a-kind item. You don't want to miss it. That's Saturday, May 21st. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
A home run! Greg Garcia's first Major League home run!
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters, and I'm here to tell you that we've got it all. The Samsung High Efficiency Active Wash with the convenient built-in pre-wash sink? Yep, we've got it. The GE Cap French door refrigerator with the Keurig K-Cup brewing system on the door? Got that too. Bosch dishwashers whose quietness is only matched by their flexibility? We've got it all. Not only does Appliance Discounters carry these amazing appliances always at the lowest price, we're also a factory authorized servicer. At Appliance Discounters, you can get it all.
Sometimes the value of a home or a piece of property depends on a lot more than the color of the walls or how secluded it is. The health and beauty of the trees on that property can make a huge difference. To make sure your trees are as healthy as they can be, contact T&L Tree Service. T&L Tree Service is one of only a handful of tree companies that employ certified arborists. And that's important when hiring a tree service. Get a free estimate at 314-895-1883 or online at tltreeservice.com. T&L Tree Service.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Experience the St. Louis tradition of Circus Flora under the air-conditioned Big Top and Grand Center. All new show June 2nd through July 3rd. Get your tickets today at circusflora.org.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at arcamidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or arcamidwest.com.
Stop by Firestone and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Firestone, complete auto care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
It's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
big, good-looking, rugged, strong, macho men.
Wow.
Well,
I think that answers that question. don't know what the question is, but he said it with such passion.
It's answered.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 19th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. A nice conversation today with somebody who 10 years ago said he started going to Ballast Dental Care because of this show and said it was one of the best things he ever did. You'll feel the same way. We'll talk a little bit about that and where they are, what they do. Of course, they do dentistry. That's what they do. But first, we're going to do this. Control board, we have Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, who's a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, you should really talk to Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
Yes, sir.
Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy just told me the most disgusting thing, maybe one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard in my life.
What's that?
For a snack, when he wants a snack, he picks his nose.
What? What?
And then he takes the little pieces of what he picked out of there. Yeah. And he dips them in,
Oh.
You can imagine why.
No.
It's what you melt and you put chips into. And he has a name for them. What kind of boogers are
they?
Cheese boogers.
Oh.
He says, I'm having a cheese booger. Is that disgusting?
Yes.
That is disgusting, that boy. Brother. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah, sorry. I'm so disgusted by it. I wish I hadn't even told you. Yeah. I brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I think they've been on with us about 15 years, 16 years, something like that. Ooh, in a couple of months, we hit the 19-year mark. That's unheard of for this place.
Yeah.
So this person I'm talking to today said, oh, because of your show, I started going to Ballast Dental Care, and I love that place. Now, see, how many people say they love going to the dentist? Not people that go to Ballast Dental Care, but I'm sure pretty much most other people say that, because as you grow up hating and dreading to go to the dentist. And a lot of adults hate it, and I feel bad for those people. The reason they hate it is they don't go to Ballast Dental Care. I have never had an email from anybody that said, oh, boy, I made an appointment at Ballast Dental Care, and I'll never go back there again. Never. Never happened. So what you have to do is make an appointment. Look, you know who you are if you haven't been to the dentist for a while. And even those of you may have gone to the dentist 6 months ago. But you're not crazy about your dentist. There's no bond. You don't have any sense of obligation or... You don't even know why you go there. It's just because that's where you've gone for long. Get out of there. Tell them you want your record sent over to Ballast Dental Care. And then you got a dental clinic, a dental office you're never going to want to replace. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And their website is ballastdentalcare.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or a quick and easy way is just download the app STL Taxi. That's a great way to get a Laclede Cab, the only cab the people who are truly AM and the PM will ever be seen in. And now Laclede Cab presents Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Doing great, Bill. You've been in town and home now for almost 2 weeks. You must be going crazy.
No, I've been in town for like 4 days. Sunday I got back.
Oh, okay.
Sunday night.
Okay, I was afraid maybe you'd been here
in town
a whole
for
week
a little bit. I want to say this real quick. This guy Norman that calls into the show.
Yes.
You know Norman.
Yes.
So I don't know what other people think about that. I love when Norman calls in and he's on the show, and I'll tell you why. My uncle, my dad's brother, God rest his soul, he was very similar to Norman. I'm dancing all around this here, but he was very much just like this Norman.
Yeah.
And my uncle, he would write stories about chickens. I don't know if it was like a thing that happened to him as a kid. I don't know where his fascination was. But, so he would write these stories about chickens, and the chickens would have names of family members. And all he ever wanted was for somebody to sit and listen to him tell his story.
Wow.
And so when I hear Norman on the air and you guys giving him a chance to share whatever it is that he wants to do, I think that's the greatest thing, and I hope people maybe don't take it the wrong way.
No, and I will tell you, I get emails about Norman, and every email I've ever gotten about Norman says they love Norman, except one. I got one email from some schmuck that said, "Get rid of this Norman guy."
Mm-hmm.
And I
didn't even respond.
I had somebody call too and said, "I can't listen when Norman's on." It's
well,
like,
then
okay,
don't.
Well, don't.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
well,
thank
I
you.
Just,
thank
I
you.
Just know that from my own experiences, and my dad would back me up on this. It is the greatest thing in the world. I guarantee you that is the highlight of this guy's life, getting to call in and share his stories and things that he does.
So we've been told by somebody who knows him that it absolutely is
mm-hmm.
like the greatest thing he's ever done.
Yeah.
And you know what? Thank you. That's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a mother of four, I should say, from Texas, ate a 72-ounce steak in 3 minutes the other day.
Well, who can't do that?
Broke a record set by Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, she set some records.
I haven't done a Rosie joke this weekend. Get that in there. That's incredible, though, able to swallow 72 ounces of steak in 3 minutes, although her husband said he'd be more impressed if she learned to swallow 72 inches of sausage. And he'd be on board. And
edit that out. We don't go for that. They'll never hear that. We're editing it out.
And finally, this afternoon.
See, he knew. When he's done wrong, he exits.
Yeah. I screwed up.
He runs. Yeah.
It's like going to the corner.
That's right.
I know I'm going to mispronounce this because I've heard you say Oxycontin. Oxycontin. Well, how do you say that?
Oxycontin. C-O-N-T-I-N. Oxycontin. Some people say cotton like a cotton ball.
Yeah.
Cotton.
Yeah.
There's an N in there.
Well, we've got a kindergarten teacher in Florida that I guess is in trouble for selling that drug, selling it there in the kindergarten classes,
ooh,
for God's sake. The other teachers kind of became suspicious when she had the only class in school with a 6-hour nap time. tipped them off there. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon, of course, by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
There goes Bill Cleveland. I didn't push the button. That's where you heard that popping. Sorry about that. Bruce, you guys do the Andy Griffith Mayberry thing. Pistols Plus outdoor segment sponsored by Pistols Plus. Thanks to all of you who have written in saying how much you like the outdoor segment. A lot of work goes into it. Well, how about that weather, huh?
Oh, beautiful. I tell you.
It's going to be nice. And that concludes the outdoor segment. What people say they like about it is it's brief, it's to the point, not a lot of unnecessary chit-chat.
Very concise.
It is concise. Yeah. It's brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri, in the heart of Osage Beach. The place is about 10 times larger on the inside than it looks like it is on the outside. Take your kids in there, too, because it's like a... I don't know if they like the term stuffed animal. I don't know what's preferred in the mounting. It kind of sounds a little bit dirty. But whoever the taxidermy or taxidermists are who did this stuff did a fantastic job. I mean, there's a bear standing on its hind legs. There's all kinds of foxes and raccoons and turkeys and lots of animals for them to look at in their sort of natural positions. You know how they'll mount one on a branch, like an eagle getting ready to, or hawk or something. They have a lot of that. Here's what they also have a lot of, more than they want, bows, including crossbows. I'm not a bow hunter. I'm not an archer. I don't know anything about it. I like the other stuff, handguns, rifles, shotguns. But for you bow people, I don't think they've ever had a bigger selection than they have now. They have more than they need. So get in there and get yourself a great deal on a bow or crossbow. And beyond that, I don't know the description of any of these things. I don't know one arrow from another. I know Muzzy Broadhead because of Daniel.
Yes, the only name
I know. So Pistols Plus, they have a great website. It's pistolsplusguns.net. You can actually link to it from frankopinion.com on sponsors. I was talking to a guy this morning, and we somehow got onto the subject of cars and motorcycles and boats, and he said he had a Corvette a couple of years ago. And he said he was here in town, and he was at a stoplight, and next to him was a really, really attractive young woman in a Mustang, a Shelby Mustang. And he's in his Corvette, and he's feeling pretty good about it. It's a true story. He said she looked over at him and kind of nodded, and he went, not thinking, I've still got it. And then she says to him, sorry about your penis. And he said, I did not know what to say. He said, I wish I could have a do-over because I've thought of things to say.
Sure,
now.
A comeback.
He said,
yeah.
I just sat there in silence, and then the light changes. He drives away. What woman says that?
And you're not expecting anything like that to come out of.
Sorry about your penis.
Well, yeah, that's always a running joke online about either people with big monster trucks or sports cars.
Right.
Like they're compensating.
They're compensating.
Yeah.
I know what I would have said. I know what, and I'm not kidding. I know what I would have said, and maybe it'll happen to me because I have a Corvette. If some woman does that, I'll go, you're sorry. You're sorry about my penis. And he said that he still can't get over that. He I could tell he wishes he could do it again.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He could have some kind of comeback for her. Well, a lot of people say to me, Frank, when are you going to retire? Now, they're either saying that because they want us off the air. Yeah, when are you going to leave? Or they just are hoping we won't leave. Well, I've decided as of today, I'm going to be here quite a while, and here's why. Morley Safer, 60 Minutes, retired last week. He just died.
He did?
Yeah, died this morning or last night. 84, yeah. He retired last week.
And he died?
He's dead, deader than a doornail.
So he's thinking, I've got all this time now. And
I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Boom, drops dead.
Oh, boy.
And I'm just trying to, I told Peon, I said, this can't just be a coincidence.
I think it probably happens.
You know what happened? Here's what happened. He got home and he realized, I got to be with my wife every day. Yeah. And he thought about it for about a week and it just built up and built up. And he chose death over spending every day with his wife.
Hey,
he
honey,
chose death.
Hey, honey, what's for lunch? Get it yourself.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly.
What am I, a waitress?
Yeah.
And he thought, I got the rest of my life to hear this.
Oh, boy.
I think I'll just die.
Mm.
So we
his body
keep,
was used to working.
We have to keep, you know what? We have to keep working.
Yeah.
We just do. I just decided that today. I was going to retire next week, but I'm not doing it now because I'm not ready to die yet.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And now the other thing that happened to me today, it made me feel really good. I talked to a potential new advertiser, and I think we'll get these people on. And this guy that owns this business said to me, he said, you know, I tried, and he mentioned two radio names that you folks would know. And he said, I wasted for a year money. It brought nothing. And I enjoyed hearing that, except for one thing. When people try radio and it doesn't work, sometimes they have a sour taste about radio, so we don't get any business.
Yeah.
They go, nah, I tried that, it doesn't work. But he admitted he tried the wrong people. And now I hope he's ready to do it right. Hopefully he didn't spend all of his money. But I felt pretty good about that because I knew who those people were. Don't email me, ask me who they are. I'm not going to do that. I don't play like that. Now, Peon, well, we don't have a lot of time. I'll do a little of this. He went and found Patton's original speech. You know that movie, he's standing in front of the flag, go, we'll take their living guts out and grease the wheels of our tanks with them. So what he did is he rewrote it as if this guy's giving a pep talk to the St. Louis Blues hockey players.
Yes, I thought after the last game, everybody's kind of dejected down about the team. And
now, before we start, I have to get into my George C. Scott.
All right.
One thing we're going to do, we're going to take the living guts out of them and spill them all over the place. Okay, I got it. Start
that's
the music.
Right,
start
Dad.
The music. Start the
wait,
music.
Wait,
no, that's not that's a Patton. Blues fans. all this stuff you hear about the Blues not wanting to fight, wanting to bow out of the playoffs, is a lot of BS. Now, you substitute the actual word.
Right, yeah.
The Blues love to fight. All real hockey players love the sting and the clash of battle. When you were kids, you all admired the champion marble shooter, the fastest runner, the big league ball players, and the toughest boxers. St. Louis loves a winner and will not tolerate a loser. The Blues play to win all the time. That's why the Blues have never lost and will never lose a series in these playoffs. The very thought of losing is hateful to us. Battle is the most significant competition which a man can indulge. It brings out all that is best and removes all that is base. All through their hockey careers, the players have bitched about what you call this chicken SH drilling. This is all for a purpose, to ensure instant obedience to orders and create constant alertness. This must be bred into every hockey player. I don't give an F for a man who is not always on his toes. But the drilling has made stars of you players. You're ready. Man has to be alert all the time if he expects to keep on breathing. If not, some shark son of a bitch will sneak up behind him and beat him to death with a sock full of SH. And that's 40-something neatly marked graves in Chicago and Dallas, all because one man went to sleep on the job. But they're Blackhawk and Star graves, because we caught the bastards asleep before the coach did. I'm going to move down to the end of my speech because we don't have enough time. But I'd like to conclude by saying there's one thing you players will be able to say when these playoffs are over and you get back home. 30 years from now, when you're sitting by your fireside, your grandson's on your knee and he asks, "What did you do in the great NHL playoffs of 2016? You won't have to cough and say, "Well, your granddaddy got bounced out in the third round." No, sir. You can look him straight in the eye and say, "Son, your granddaddy rode with the great Note of Blue and a son of a GD bitch named Ken Hitchcock." Now, all right, you sons of bitches, you know how I feel. And I'll be proud to follow you wonderful guys in battle anytime, anywhere. That is all.
George C. Scott, pep talk to the Blues. And by the way, if you think of writing the FCC, you can say SOB. That is not a violation of
it. Man, I want to get my skates on and go play.
it works you up.
Very passionate.
Yeah.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
You should see how long Patton's actual speech was. Like 20 minutes. It just goes on. And that was just not even a fourth of it. All right, I thank Peon for this joke. He told me this joke today, and if I heard it, I don't remember it. So I'm going to replace the joke I was going to tell. It's the story of a couple that they're having problems, to say the least. And she finally says to him, she says, "Get out. Get out." And he said, "But," she says, "but nothing. Get out. Pack a bag and get out of this house." So he goes upstairs, and he packs a bag. And as he comes down the stairs, there she is at the foot of the stairs as he's about to leave. And she says, "Let me tell you something. I hope you are miserable for the rest of your life. I hope you wake up miserable. I hope all of your day, every day, is so miserable you want to kill yourself. I hope your day every day ends in misery. I hope you can't sleep at night because you're so miserable." He looks at her and he says, "So what, now you're asking me to stay?"
All right, let's see how traffic looks. Airborne, here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, it just happened a couple of minutes ago, an accident on southbound 270 north of Manchester. It looks like about four vehicles involved. They had the left center and the center lane blocked, but it looks like the police just moved into the center. Traffic is already jammed back just about to Dorset Road. And then northbound drivers, it look like they're slowing down to take a look. So you're slow a little bit north of Highway of Manchester up to where this accident is. You had another accident on southbound Lindbergh, right at Highway 4064. Now, they did pull it off on the right shoulder, but they do have the ramp to westbound 40 partially blocked, and traffic is slowing back up to Ladue. Then you had eastbound 44 drivers slowing from Grand out through Highway 55. Westbound is slowing Compton through Hampton. Westbound 40, that was jammed up pretty solid now from Grand through McCausland. You're slow from McKnight out through Highway 270. Eastbound 40, that's east of Jefferson now. And then up in North County, eastbound 270 slowing east of McDonald through Highway 170. Staples, they have low prices every day on the office items you use most. Ink, paper, coffee, snacks, and with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Here's a question only you can answer. What do you think about us? Let us know, and you could win St. Louis FC soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets. Just go to KTRS.com and click on Enter to Win and take our listener survey. You'll be able to tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad, and possibly win St. Louis soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets just for doing so. You listen to us, and we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS. Talk radio for the rest of us.
What are you doing?
Making a good thing even better.
I thought our Webster Groves location of Schnars Hardware was already better than the big box stores, with our quality customer service and real knowledge of how to use what we sell.
Sure, but we need more room for more stuff that people need, and also room for more services.
More services?
Yes, more services like lamp repair, plus more space for all the things we already do.
Oh, I get it. We're improving our Webster Groves location, but wasn't it superb before?
Yes, but now it will be Schnarified.
Schnarified? Is that even a word?
It is now. That means we'll have the same great service that Schnars Hardware is famous for. Services unmatched by the big box stores, with easy parking at both locations. Have you seen my hammer? I can't find it.
Well, if that one right behind you isn't it, I know where you can get a replacement.
Schnars Hardware?
Good answer.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice, at our two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For locations, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
I was embarrassed, especially if I was with my friends and they told a joke. I had to cover my laugh with my hand. Even smiling was a problem.
Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile with dental implants. Dr. Bowen can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so for 40 years in an office that's not a one-size-fits-all facility. Dr. Bowen can also fit your new implants with existing dentures, so you can eat corn on the cob and apples as well as reclaim your smile.
With confidence.
You deserve to be treated well. So go see Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, near I-270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them at 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. And get your smile back.
I did, at Bowen Dental Care.
Online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N, DentalCare.com.
Thanks, Dr. Bowen.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
It's that time of year again, the time you want to spruce up your yard. And whether you're just adding a few pieces to your deck or a complete landscaping overhaul, check out Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. They have a family business that has been selling to St. Louis for 65 years. With a professional and knowledgeable staff, a beautifully maintained and colorful garden setting you think might look like a botanical garden instead. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, and refined landscapes, magnificent outdoor living rooms, kitchens, patios, pool areas, and things you can definitely picture in your home. Premium quality plants, not those small ones that you see at the big box stores. Beautiful greenery everywhere you look at Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. Again, they're located at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. This family business would love to see you for all of your landscaping needs. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers, and our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hello, Jay Randolph here for my friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. And here is Terry, the Vice President of Sales.
Thanks, Jay. Here at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your business preferred network dealer, we offer a huge selection of new and used pickups, vans, and SUVs to get the job done right. Stop in and visit our dedicated, experienced service and parts personnel. Jay, where are we located?
Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Blue Chip Pest Services is a St. Louis family-owned company serving the area for more than 50 years. Now in its third generation, Blue Chip Pest Services is and always has been your local hometown pest professional. For all of your needs, whether it be ants, spiders, or even nuisance wildlife, Blue Chip Pest Services have you covered. Go to stlbugs.com. That's stlbugs.com to learn more about how Blue Chip Pest Services can help you be pest-free. That's stlbugs.com.
Are you tired of seeing your retirement account make money just to eventually lose it? Wake up to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. with me, Marvin Mitchell, where we give safe, secure strategies that work.
Stop by Firestone and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Firestone, complete auto care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry-Free Show on Saturdays at 2 o'clock.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgregg.com. That's steveandgregg.com.
When you gonna let me get sober?
Time to check in with our California correspondent, Mike Evans, brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant. You know what I had for lunch today? Beef tenderloin soup from the Smokehouse.
Oh, that sounds good.
Every piece of meat. If you had no teeth, You could chew it. Gums, that's all you need. It's so tender. I've never tasted meat that tender. That's just one of the things you get at Smokehouse Market. Their chili is fantastic, too. Smokehouse is right next door to Annie Guns, and they are both located on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Mike Evans.
Give it to you.
That's what I've been trying to tell you, homie.
Hey, you know, yesterday when you said that you would donate, you'd be willing to come in and meet the highest bidder and that person's spouse or friend or whatever for dinner at Annie Guns. You want to hear what we got bid for that?
$5.
$6.
$6.
Yeah. See, he knew what I was going to do. He knew.
Pockwiz questions. This is strictly a guessing game. So you just have to guess.
Okay.
But while I was playing the 12th hole at Indian Canyon North in Palm Springs yesterday, I shanked a 7-iron in over a wedge, over a hedge, and hit a house.
Mm.
That house belonged to Steve Martin, Steve Buscemi, Ricky Martin, or Ricky Gervais? Answer in a minute.
Mm.
I didn't wait long to see if anybody came out of the house. I got out of there.
Yeah.
Movie review. Nice guy is about a couple of corrupt private detectives and one crazy situation after another. Love the pace of this movie. There's always something happening, and the chemistry between Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe is fabulous. Sometimes a little lowbrow, a little sophomoric, but other times incredibly clever. The movie could have been less violent. I didn't think that added anything to it, but it's still funny, entertaining, set in 1977 Los Angeles. I remember it well. Rated R, 2 hours long, 3 stars. Another movie opening is called Clinton Cash. Everything's for sale. Written by former Hoover Institution fellow named Peter Schwartzweiser, one of the most well-respected fact gatherers, straight shooters, fair authors in the world. It goes into great detail how Bill would get millions of dollars for speeches from governments like the Congo and Nicaragua and from the Emirates to Goldman Sachs, TD Banks, and others. While Hillary was Secretary of State and after Bill was paid in cash was tucked away in the Clinton Foundation, Hillary would often grant favors to those folks. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You need to see this. It's unbelievable. It's all about the Clinton Foundation. New York Post headline above the story, the longest wait at any airport. Now, it took me a while to get this. I went, all right. The longest wait at any airport this summer, they say, will be Kennedy in New York. They say the TSA lines could last as long as 3.5 to 4.5 hours.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no thank you.
New York Post headline screams, New York's horrible airlines.
I don't get it.
Oh, wait a minute.
New York's horrible airlines.
Lines
of people. That one takes a while.
It took me a while, too. Date in history in 1981 on this date. Miss USA contest, Miss New York, Debbie Fountain, is disqualified for padding her swimsuit bra.
Oh, you can't do that.
She claims she was just trying to make it fit better.
I believe her.
Oh, yeah. Of course, now they all have fake boobs, so what difference does it make?
Exactly.
Those puppies can stand up on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They're stargazers is what they are.
I don't zero in on that,
Mike. Stargazers.
No.
I don't zero in on that. I like to listen to what they have to say, their intellect.
What they would do for the future of America?
Yes, the country.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd go straight for the areola.
How they changed the world.
Nicole Brown Simpson would have been 57 years old today if O.J. hadn't killed her.
He didn't kill her. Did he watch the trial?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, come on.
He must not have watched the trial.
No, he could. He killed her.
Okay.
You watched the wrong trial. You should have watched the civil trial.
Oh, that's right.
And finally.
Mm. It hurts him. When he knows it's the end, it hurts.
Yeah.
You hear it. Doesn't hurt quite as much if he does that.
I can't believe nobody called in.
No, they did. But we didn't accept it because we didn't think it was enough. It was $2,000. I think it's worth more than that for you to come in here.
strictly a guessing game, playing the 12th hole, Indian Canyon North, Palm Springs, 12th hole, shanked a 7-iron over a wedge, hit a house. I know for a fact that house belongs to, is it Steve Martin, Steve Buscemi, Ricky Martin, or Ricky Gervais?
I'll say Steve Martin.
I'll say Buscemi.
I'll also say Buscemi.
The answer is Ricky Martin,
who,
of course, made shebang! I shebanged his house, Mike Evans. See ya.
Shebang? That's not Ricky Martin. That's that Chinese guy.
No, yeah. That was a Ricky Martin song, though.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
I only know Ricky Martin from Living La Vida Loca. That's the only one I know. That was Mike Evans, property damager from Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, and they're both on the east end of everything at Chesterfield Valley. Also, in Chesterfield Valley is Amini's. Amini's is having a big Memorial Day sale. You can go online to their website, which is A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com, and take a look at everything they have. And it looks to me like all kinds of things are on sale for Memorial Day. Patio furniture, it's that time. It is. It's patio time. It's outdoor time. It's grilling time. And when you're young and you don't have any money, you have an excuse for buying crap. You just get enough so you can have your friends over, and if it doesn't last but a season or two, in a couple of years, you'll maybe make it a little more money. You can buy another set of not quite as crappy, but crappy furniture. And then there comes a point where you've done well enough, you can afford the best of the best. That's when you go to Amini's to get the last patio furniture you'll probably buy. Very well made, a lot of it made in the United States, and I'd like for you to see it. And to do that, all you have to do is go to Amini's. And it's okay to tell them you're looking around and take your kids and take your grandparents, take everybody. Because there's plenty, let's say, for the kids to do while you do some serious shopping. I mean, looking at lighting in the upstairs Jaffe Lighting Department, or looking at furniture, which kids don't want to look at. Let them play pinball, arcade. It's a terrific store. It's a fun store. Copper Dome, Chesterfield Valley, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, Dan, they moved that accident on southbound 270 north of Manchester off to the right shoulder. You're still backed up to Page. Now it's making its way down to Doherty Ferry. If you are on eastbound 44, things are still heavy from Grand up through 55. Eastbound 270 looks a lot better, just a little heavy right around 170. And then between the Halls Ferries to Bell Fountain, you find a couple little slow spots. Southbound 55, that's still Loughborough down through Revis Barracks. Do remember that on north and southbound 55, they have the two left lanes are open, and then they've got barriers, and then the far right lane in each direction is open. On, let's see here, on westbound 364, not bad. Westbound 70, that's running heavy from a little west of Highway 270. That goes out through Highway 94. And this traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. Business needs can change in an instant. Account Temps Flexible Staffing Solutions provides accounting and finance professionals whenever you need them. Visit AccountTemps.com. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
Take a test mow today on the John Deere Z535M Z-Track Zero Turn Mower with the re-engineered Excel Deep Mower Deck to mow faster, better. Because it's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Visit your local John Deere dealer today and see why nothing runs like a deer.
For great deals and service on legendary John Deere equipment, visit Cross Brothers in Mount Pulaski, Clinton, or New Holland today. Find us on the web at crossbrothers.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Well, I think this is the best show we've ever done. You agree?
Oh, I agree.
I don't think we can ever duplicate it. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your night. nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
All right,
Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye,
in your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Was there a police cover-up involved in the shooting death of Anthony Lamar Smith? The accusations his family made today.
Bebo residents find their belongings on the curb. The confrontation between upset renters and their landlord.
The remains of an airman missing for 60 years are finally recovered. Where they were found and how he's being honored on his journey to his final resting place.
Plus why NHL analysts think the Blues will turn things around tonight after a disappointing loss last game.
But first on Fox 2 News at 6, allegations of a police cover-up in the shooting death of a man pursued in a high-speed chase.
A former St. Louis police officer is now charged with the murder of Anthony Smith. Fox 2's Betsy Bruce reports Smith's family is speaking out for the first time on camera. Betsy.
Well, Sandy, Smith's mother, a brother, and a cousin were here at St. Louis City Hall today.